Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. I pray that you are having an amazing day. Today, I just want to speak positive into you. I realize that, you know, some days are the best day ever, and some days just don't feel so good. Some days the sun is brightly shining, and some days you have to look a little bit harder to find it. So today, I just felt on my spirit that we should just be speaking positivity into our lives. So I want to take the opportunity to remind you of just how far you've come. I know sometimes, you know, as we are navigating life and, you know, making our way through this world and trying to obtain whatever plan God has set out for us, that sometimes things just seem kind of bleak, right? That sometimes it seems like the losses are so great that it's really hard to remember the gains. So I want to challenge you today to think about all that you've overcome. And you have to be careful with this assignment, because sometimes, even for myself, if I write out all that I've survived, as I'm jotting it out, the enemy will try to spin the way I look at it. And I can begin to look at, why did I go through all of these things? Why did all of these bad things happen to me? Why did I have to endure so much pain? Why was there so much suffering attached to my life, right? Like, my perspective can begin to shift even while I'm in the act of proactively attempting to declare all of the greatness, you know, that God has equipped me with, and all of the wonderful times he has provided grace and mercy. The enemy is right there. And it's not just the enemy, it's also my mind. You know, it's also my exposure to things that have left traumatic scars, you know, in me emotionally. And those things can cause my perspective to shift out of nowhere and without my permission. So as you are writing these things that you have survived, as you are writing down all of the great strides that you've made in your life, I want to challenge you to keep reminding yourself that you are equipped to survive hard things. That God has never left your side or forsaken you, no matter what it is, right? Like, I think about just one sector of my life. My daughter sent me a text the other day and she said, you know, Mom, I was just thinking about this time. And this time was like a 4-month period, right? And she said, I was thinking about this time and I was thinking how this happened to you, and then that happened, and then that happened, and that happened, and Mom, you're so strong. I just want to say I'm proud of you. And I immediately got a little emotional, and I was like, bro, that's not strength. Like, I was dying, right? Like, the perspective that she had was, my mom is so strong because how did she make it through that and was still able to take care of, you know, how did she make it through all of that happening in such a short period of time and didn't give up and was still able to keep things going? And you know, my daughter's an adult now, so she can see it differently than she did when she was a child. But all I can remember from that space is that I was fighting every day just to stay in the day. That every day I was waking up and literally fighting to still stay present. Like, I don't remember the highs and the lows all the way. All I remember is that every day when I opened my eyes, I was just asking God for the strength to make it through that day, because I couldn't see anything beyond that day because I was drowning in what life was throwing my way, right? But when I think about it today, here's what I say. God, I thank you that you brought those situations to me when you did, because you prepared me to be able to handle them. And even though I felt like I was drowning, even though I cried myself to sleep some nights, even though I felt like it was all a blur and I was depressed and I was battling, Lord, you made it to where I could survive. Your grace covered me. Your mercy became the bridge from the spaces I was to the spaces you had me going. You not only allowed me to survive those spaces, but while I was in them, you equipped me to be better prepared to thrive thereafter. So as you're writing down these things today, the reflections, right? Look back to your childhood, look into your teenage years, go into your young adulthood, anything that comes to mind. It doesn't have to be in a certain order. And we're not looking for perfection here. You're never going to share this with anyone, you know, that you don't choose to. This is just for you. It's just between you and God. And as a reminder to you that whatever you are dealing with now is also going to work out for your good. That you are a winner because you were born that way. That when God put you, when God had you in mind to place you into this world for a time such as this, it was with all of that stuff. He knew all of that stuff. And although he may not have sent everything, although he may not have planned all of those things, he had a plan for all of those things. And even if your decisions or your parents' decisions or life happened, God had a way to work it out for your good. And as you go through your list of all of the things from childhood till now, when you're done, I want you to put a dash beside each one and write how those things have made you better. Because no matter what it is, if I write down my list right now and I go through it all, right, I can talk about how, you know, how my ex-husband, you know, abused me and how he almost drowned me in a bathtub. And that was such a tragic thing. And I mean, it, you know, I still have a traumatic wound attached to that, you know, thank God I've healed from it or I'm in the healing process. I think you always are. But that taught me something. It taught me to trust my instincts because I knew when I met that man that there were signs of the night he tried to drown me. That was there from the beginning. And I ignored it. I saw red flags and I joined the circus. And I'm not blaming myself for what he did, not at all. It was his choice. It was something that he did and I was a victim, right? But what I'm saying is, even in that bad thing, there was so much greatness that came of it. Because I was with him, I ended up in Charlotte, North Carolina. Because I ended up in Charlotte, North Carolina, I found radio and ended up getting a job in radio. And a job in radio is what changed my life and allowed me to take care of my children, right? Because I married the wrong man, I knew what I no longer wanted to accept. And I knew what it looked like to find the right one. So I could go on and on. It's not just about him or that situation. We can talk about my childhood, you know, just decisions that I've made, horrible choices that I made and the consequences of them and how they still worked out for my good, because it always does. So if you find yourself in a place right now where you are feeling like the world is crashing down around you, trust me when I tell you, it's going to be rebuilt in a way that you can't even imagine, because that's what happens when you trust God with it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this moment. Lord, I thank you for everything that we have gone through, Lord, the good, the bad, the indifferent. Lord, I thank you that you are a master of all things and you know how to take a little and turn it into a lot. You know how to take the worst case scenario and paint the most beautiful masterpiece. And I just thank you that you think enough of us to do that with our issues, our problems, and the things that we face in this world. Lord, I just thank you that all of the scars, all of the wounds, all of the horrible memories that are attached to some of our worst experiences can be reformed and become rainbows after the storm because we trust you with them. So I just thank you that right now we are learning to trust you more. We are learning to adjust to what life throws at us, and we are finding glory and mercy along the way, Lord, that we are learning to count it all joy, that we are not allowing circumstances to steal our peace, and that no matter what happens, Lord, we stay grateful and appreciative of it all, because we know that it all works out for our good in the end. Lord, I thank you for this episode of Jesus and Coffee. I thank you for, Lord, the breath in my lungs. Lord, I thank you for everyone that is in the sound of my voice, that they counted it not burdensome to join in today, Lord. And I thank you that you are growing this community and allowing us to shine a little bit of hope for one another along the way. We thank you. We love you. And we just appreciate that you are holding our hands as we continue this journey through life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you get your list done and you'd like to share it, I would love to see it. You can slide in my DMs on Instagram or Facebook at BeasyBaby, BeasyBaby. Write those lists, but don't forget your dashes and to show how it ultimately worked out for your good. Love you.